What's up, everyone? Terrific Tuesday to you. I'm Coy Wire, bringing your 10 minutes of news right here on CNN 10. And I want to give a quick hello to Giovanni and all our friends at Mr. Appling's class at Tucker High School right here in Georgia. Nice to meet you the other day, the trampoline park. All right, lots to get to, not a lot of time to do it, so let's get to it. We're going to start with some headlines. Since Russia's war with Ukraine in 2022 began, Ukraine has been getting weapons and support from the United States to defend itself. Well, recently, President Biden made a decision. He's letting Ukraine use powerful American missiles called ATACMS inside Russia, something that was not allowed before. This is happening as Russia has brought in about 10,000 soldiers from North Korea to help them fight in an area called Kursk, where Ukraine had previously gained footing. This decision is getting attention as former President Donald Trump will soon become president again. And he suggested that his administration might not support Ukraine in the same sort of ways. Now, some see Biden's move as trying to make sure Ukraine has enough weapons through 2025, even if Trump changes U.S. policy. Meanwhile, Russia's leader Vladimir Putin has warned that if Russia gets hit by these missiles, they might respond with nuclear weapons, which would, of course, make the conflict in that region much more intense. Next, the Philippines got hit by their fourth major typhoon in just 2 weeks' time, Super Typhoon Manny, locally called Pepito. The storm was massive, winds up to 160 miles per hour when it first hit Saturday night. That's as strong as a Category 5 hurricane. Over 500,000 people had to evacuate to emergency shelters. The storm dumped tons of rain. One town got almost 8 inches of rain, and it caused huge waves over 3 meters high that damaged coastal areas. The U.S. is stepping in to help, with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin promising $1 million in aid. While the Philippines gets hit by storms pretty often, having so many back-to-back is making it extremely difficult for people to recover. A lot of folks there are still stuck in evacuation shelters from previous storms. The good news is, if you could find any, is that despite all the damage to the buildings and infrastructure, no casualties have been reported so far. 10-second trivia. What European country is home to the Colosseum, the legendary entertainment venue famous for hosting gladiator fights? Greece, Italy, England, or France? All who said Italy can say, are you not entertained? Rome is home to the Colosseum. Construction was completed in the year 80 AD. All right, let's use our imagination for a minute. Imagine what it would be like to take 16 of your friends to the Roman Colosseum, and you get the whole thing to yourselves for 3 hours after the sun goes down. Well, in honor of the new Gladiator 2 movie, Airbnb and Paramount Pictures are making daydreams a reality. While some are calling this the chance of a lifetime, some wonder if the promotion demeans the cultural importance of the iconic landmark. What say you?
The greatest temple Rome ever built. The Colosseum.
Airbnb has partnered with Paramount Pictures to give lucky guests a Gladiator 2 experience inside one of Italy's most popular and normally crowded attractions. And it's completely free.
This experience that we're offering is going to be for up to 16 guests only per experience. You will get a 3 hour long experience at night after sundown at the Colosseum, and you'll have the entire arena all to yourselves. When they arrive, they'll be greeted by their patron host for the evening, who will take them down into the underground chambers of the Colosseum, which is called the Hippogeum. That is where gladiators would actually walk the halls themselves and prepare for battle.
Airbnb worked closely with Colosseum officials who work for Italy's national government to make the experience as accurate as possible, and are offering to support the restoration and enhancement of the landmark. For the movie, a rare opportunity for a lucky few guests could mean a lot of free publicity, attracting even more potential moviegoers.
But you'll also be able to explore every part of the Colosseum to yourself. So this is truly a one-of-a-kind opportunity, and the Colosseum has never opened its doors after dark to the public before.
Still, the deal ignited some negative publicity and an immediate backlash from locals and city officials who say the promotion demeans the cultural importance of the landmark. Some have asked Airbnb to cancel the plans, and Rome's Counselor for Culture, Massimiliano Smeriglio, said in a statement to CNN, "The issue is not the public-private relationship or the desire of big brands to support their protection and conservation, but to avoid a demeaning use of our historical artistic heritage." The deal has also found supporters within Italy's cultural community, and Colosseum representatives said in a statement that they think the off-hours event respects and enhances the heritage of the amphitheater.
Professional sports are transforming skylines across the nation as cities invest millions of dollars in state-of-the-art venues that promise to bring more than just games to town. This building boom is changing the game, but what about the soaring price tag that comes with keeping these teams in town? Who pays? Who benefits? CNN's Michael Yoshida has more.
$650 million in Charlotte, $775 million in Jacksonville, $850 million in Buffalo, and a whopping $1.2 billion in Nashville. Across the country, cities are shelling out taxpayer money to help pay for professional sports stadiums.
We're looking at basically another $40 billion in spending over the next 20 years.
Economists who study sports stadiums say across the four major U.S. sports leagues, dozens of teams are set to see their leases expire in the next decade. And while every stadium project is different, they all have at least one thing in common: soaring price tags.
Stadiums that were once costing a few hundred million dollars, now costing well over $1 billion, and the public contribution has increased to around an average of $500 million in the past decade.
Teams justify hefty price tags by promising new economic growth, but experts warn.
What we see is that spending in and around stadiums is mostly reallocated local spending, not net new spending in the community.
Supporters of stadium projects disagree.
You have to put money into something to get money back.
Retired Cobb County, Georgia Commissioner Bob Ott says the $300 million in taxpayer dollars they invested to help pay for the Atlanta Braves Stadium has made the county a major league destination.
They've got restaurants, they've got bars, they've got apartments, they've got people living there.
Across the country, in Inglewood, California, sits SoFi Stadium, home of the NFL's Los Angeles Rams and Chargers. The $5.5 billion stadium was privately funded in exchange for tax reimbursements. Mayor James Butt says the stadium deal was the Hail Mary his city needed.
We would have been bankrupt, period.
But even when team owners pick up the tab, some say there's still a cost to taxpayers. The Major League Soccer team New York City FC will be building a new privately funded stadium on land provided by the city tax-free, a move the city's independent budget office says could cost the city at least $516 million in tax revenue, per the New York Times. Council member Shaker Krishnan was the only person to vote against the deal.
This was a massive giveaway of public land and public dollars to an entity that could absolutely pay back in taxes, in benefits, and investments to our communities.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10. The moon is getting a signal boost. NASA and Nokia are taking cellular coverage to new heights, launching a 4G network on the moon's south pole this year. Not so we can check our missed calls and texts just yet. It's going to help guide rovers hunting for lunar ice. While astronauts currently rely on old school radios, this cosmic connection could soon make it possible for astronauts to text folks back home, stream videos, maybe post some lunar selfies. This is wild because a lot of us struggle getting cell service even in an elevator, but here they are working on getting coverage 238,900 miles away. Can you hear me now? Over the moon to announce our shout out of the day. This one is going out to South San Francisco, Parkway Heights Middle School. I see you. Thanks to all of my fellow Earthlings for giving us a shout out request on our CNN 10 YouTube page. For another shot to make it in the show, submit your unique vocabulary words and definitions in the comment section of my latest post on social media. I'm at Coy Wire. Put your school name, the city, the state in there too, and we'll choose one winning word to work into tomorrow's show. Good luck.